Schaefer Landit here with City Manager of Norwalk, Luke Nelson. Luke, you guys had a meeting on October 2nd, your most recent one. We'll just start at the top here. You guys had a discussion on critical street corridor projects. Can you kind of fill us in on what's going on with all of that?
Norwalk is growing, as is our school district. For anybody that takes a close look at the projects we discussed, it's along North Avenue and Beardsley. That's where some of our key school district buildings are located. So we see quite the traffic impact in those locations. And our public works director was explaining that today they're operating, they're getting by maybe at a lower grade level, but within the next 3 to 4 years, they might be operating at a failing level. So we need to start talking about moving these projects forward now so we can do all the pre-planning. Even a project you say you want to go today, it usually takes 2 to 3 years before we're actually putting a shovel in the ground. So this was his way of saying, hey, we're getting ready to discuss CIP. These are some of the most critical projects I want council to start to think about. So there was 4 of them. So Northwest would be near Lakewood School, and it has to do with some turn lanes and additional possible center lane to make traffic move more smoothly. On the Southwest area near Orchard Hills School, there was discussion about some possible improvements for intersections. We're not sure what they look like yet. We always hear the word roundabout that comes up, which is a very efficient, safe, but it sometimes scares people because it's new and some people aren't familiar with them. And then in the Southeast area, also some discussions about roundabouts along North Avenue. So general terms, that's really just our public works director giving council a heads up that here are some critical things we need to be thinking about in the future.
You guys had a public hearing on entering into a water revenue loan and disbursement agreement. And you guys had a resolution to take further action on that as well. So can we kind of have an update with what's going on there as well?
Yeah. So a lot of that is legal documentation that steps us through the process of being able to get a loan. And there's different mechanisms. Sometimes you offer bonds. Sometimes we use what's called SRF, which is called the State Revolving Fund. And really, it's just the mechanism by which we're funding our new water tower. So lots of zeros in there, and it really should be a big deal, and it is a big deal, but the decision to do the project is really the critical part. The financing, still important, but it's kind of just procedurally those next steps. While it's a big deal, I keep saying that, it's a lot of zeros, but it's just how you finance it. Kind of like signing all those paper documents, you know, when you're buying a house. At that point, you've made the big decision, but you just need to lock in all your financing.
I saw a couple of agenda items just about rezoning, and I felt like it would just be worth it to kind of have a smaller update on rezoning or just what's new or...
Yeah, there's so some of them that are coming up, there are kind of some spot rezonings. One has to do with a change to it's more of a zoning map amendment for an area where we have an older area of our community. We call it the Founders District in that area. And some garages that existed, and if they were to be destroyed, they couldn't be rebuilt in their place. So there's been some discussions about going through an amendment process to allow those to happen. There's been some other spot zoning. I think that there was a final, I think you've even brought up something about the ADUs, which we've talked about mm-hmm. before, you've talked about before. That's accessory dwelling units. In its infancy, that whole concept was like a person living in a home and then building a secondary structure where a family member, maybe a parent or grandparent, would then live on site with it. Well, the state of Iowa came in and said, cities, we're going to take an additional step and say, I know locally you're supposed to do zoning, but we're telling you everybody needs to allow ADUs, which we were on track to go down that path. They just accelerated it for us.
You had a resolution to approve the City-State Bank Norwalk Fieldhouse courtyard design, and I have here on flag location as well. Where are we at with all that? That's kind of exciting stuff. So
it is exciting stuff. Right now, if you go to our fieldhouse, kind of the main corridor that takes you from the parking lot of the fieldhouse to the fields, the fairway fields, you go through a courtyard that there's a couple trees in there, but they're probably about as tall as you and me, that they're not going to create much shade. So what they wanted to do, because there's a lot of people we found are sitting in those areas between games and without shade, it's kind of tough, and it doesn't look the best right now. But what they did is they applied for a grant for that area in general, and then they asked the entity providing that grant, could they transition it and use it to upgrade this courtyard, which they got support for. So they went and got some designs. The one that they chose came forward to council. And of course, council unanimously said, yes, we want to see those improvements. So there's going to be some pergola type structures, some not necessarily roofed shade structures, but different structures and landscaping in there that will give some more shade, some more seating options for people that want to use that area, really spruce it up and make it a nice entrance into the whole complex. And then the flags, you mentioned that too. Mayor Phillips was very intent on, hey, this is a public facility. Even people that are using the fields, we have a park next door. It'd be nice for us to have some really nice exterior flags for people to be able to use when they do their national anthem, you know, to kick off different games. And so that is actually going on the west side of the field house. And the idea is then that can cover the field house as well as the park next door and the fairway fields.
And then finally, it's fall, so we talked about kind of the importance of this before we started the interview. You had a final reading on an amendment for open burning regulations. So can we just kind of get an update on where that's at and some information regarding that as well?
Yeah, our fire chief has been working on some of these changes for a while, and I think that it was very purposeful that it comes up now. Ty, you even pointed out now is a good time to bring the reminder to folks about our open burning regulations, which essentially say there is no open burning except for recreation. And also, I don't want to get into the details. I want the fire department to answer these questions. But there are some rare circumstances where in the past, there was really no ability for special open burning cases. For example, like if a golf course has a windstorm and they end up with just a ton of branches, a golf course can centrally locate a burn pile and effectively burn that rubbish without causing a nuisance issue around. And so she's tried to create a situation that would allow her to give approval in some of those special circumstances. So this was a way for her to make some adjustments to give her, our fire chief, Chief Porter, the ability to work with individuals, primarily those businesses, large businesses, like an individual permitting to allow them to do some open burning.
That was Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson.